Well, we got into Eau Claire and naturally headed straight for the country kitchen. Just as the SWAT team was storming in. And we had been waiting for quite a while. I was wondering about it. So we headed back to the Country Hearth Inn and Suites. But the health inspectors were padlocking it. Well, it isn't the Country Health Inn and Suites, let's face it. I was supposed to meet there with my real estate agent, Jack Torgerson. So that didn't work out. We decided to head for the Stone's Throw for a brewski. Hey, Eau Claire, how you doing? You're looking good. You're looking better than good. Yeah. Great to be back in Eau Claire. Wear the sign when you're entering on Barstow, I believe, and we went by a little at a clip, but there's a billboard there which appears to say Beauty Academy, used to be PhD Academy. It's there. Go look. I'm telling you. Great to be back here. Beautiful town, Eau Claire. Love coming up here. It's the gateway to the great up north.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it up here, you know. Home of Hank Aaron, matter of fact. Grew up here. In 52. Well, he grew up in 1 year. He grew up fast in 52. But, he's considered a citizen. You know, when they talk about notables who came from Eau Claire, Hank Aaron's always listed. It's, you know, 3 months in 52 doesn't make a lifetime. But he lived there in Carson Park, apparently, because that's where they put the statue. He had his first home run there, and then he drove the little miniature train home. Part of the tour now. You can see that all there. You know, there's no mayor in Eau Claire, despite the rhyming possibilities. It's unique, actually, I think, in having no mayor. And no one seems to miss him. Perfectly fine. And, you know, Mayor Feldman doesn't sound so bad. I mean, if it's an honorary position, I can handle the duties. There are none. I'm a carpetbagger, but still. Be willing to assume the duties if there are none, so. And we could use the Eau Claire model nationally, I'm thinking, have no president. You know, what's the point? Things run on their own, or they don't. Either way, I could see it. Have the sergeant-at-arms, you know, manage the country. Seems to work. I've been working through the jail thing because I know you're concerned about it, and I think I've got some ideas. Got some ideas about the jail thing. Menards, pole barn. Utility shed, guard towers, just put them up on posts, you know. Barring that, the ship-shaped car wash could be a prison ship. AT&T already looks like a prison there with a full windows thing, so, I mean, it wouldn't be just move those guys out. What are they doing in there anyhow? There is no AT&T anymore, really, you know. Or the Country Hearth Jail and Suites. Well, in all the Eau Claire news that isn't, the Madison to Twin Cities high-speed rail won't stop in Eau Claire because then it wouldn't be high-speed, would it? Slow it right down. And somebody's in a big damn hurry to get in a traffic jam in Minneapolis. You know, I can't figure out a high-speed rail to the Midwest's worst traffic jam in the Twin Cities. Eau Claire County is going with the Adopt a Pothole program this spring. Once it's yours, you fill it. Or send Jeff Woods out there with a shovel and a pail. A pail of loose asphalt, you know, and let him serve his time that way. He's the one who's making all the potholes the way he drives. The Eau Claire City Council depriced light poles at Menards. Big controversy over some pricey light poles, you know. You get a 6x6 treated post and some barn lighting, and that should do her. Inmates walk out of Stanley Prison with documents made entirely with Stanley tools. Russians nearly hack a million out of the Alliance Bank. They were going to turn it around and save big rubles. Save big rubles at Menards. UWEC, the blue gold mascot. Now, here's another thing going on. There is no such thing as a blue gold in nature. Except for a macaw and an Israeli, I guess. Be the two. And the fighting Jews, I don't think, is going to make it here. So we're still working on that, on the mascot thing. Ideas would be appreciated. Opponents say raw milk approval will have consumers fighting for the teat. You can say that. New air service for Chippewa Valley. Northwest Airlines will do flyovers. Perennial drunk and pothead State Representative Jeff Wood says if left in the state legislature, he would be an example. That's a good one. Okay. Leave him in there as an example. That's what he said. Did not say of what, of course, but... The American Girl closes their Eau Claire plant. No more Altoona Alice. Too bad. Sheep suspected in drive-by cow shootings. Sheep, I say, suspected. Sheep. Okay. There was a lot of historic animosity between sheep and cows.
Sheep and cows.
Yeah. New islands in the Mississippi River need a name. How about the Chain of Feldmans? Chain of Feldman Islands. Mississippi, okay. That's kind of disturbing that new islands are forming in the Mississippi,
right.
However. I'd have to say. Sculpture walk in downtown Eau Claire seeks donations of large objects that could be construed as art. Everyone has one around the house, I think, you know. Could be a spouse. Who knows what? Eau Claire is rated the 9th safest place to live. Yes. And that's good, isn't it? Until you read that Baghdad is the 8th. No, really, nobody bothers you in Eau Claire unless you've brought them along. The ice shack cut off March 15th, so you should be either floating by now or out of them, guys. Is it Highway 64? 64, is it? The cutoff? Freeze line? So as if you're south of Highway 64, you're floating right now, and that's okay. That's cool. There's a movement now to start logging again. Get Eau Claire in the logging business again, because the trees have grown up. Well, it's been 80 years or so. You know, they should be big enough, really, to log now. Good for the fence post industry. Menards needs a lot of them. And let the Amish run them. They're all, like, steam-powered, or they're, you know, they're water-powered plants. The Amish would be more than happy, I'm sure, to run those plants. They're all still up, you know, and existing, so... It's a win-win, is what I'm saying. The Amish paper industry. Win with it. Yes, thank you. Just an idea. I'm throwing things out here. $6 million to help reduce obesity in La Crosse and Wood counties, and that's just snack money. In mascot desperation, the UWEC is to dognap the Chitek Weyerhauser Bulldog and paint it blue and gold. They've come down to that. A burglar robs own Lake Halley home. That's just a headline. I'd even, you know, you don't have to write this stuff. The amount of pot seized from public land in Wisconsin doubles over the past year. Jeff Wood says he's on it. Oh, he's making that example there. Wisconsin Governor Doyle signs a law forcing mothers to breastfeed in public. Leaves the question of the sale of raw mother's milk open. I must be moaning over something else. I have no idea.
Mooing or moaning?
The Eau Claire County Sheriff offers non-fatal accident reports online. You want fatal, it's going to cost you. The Eau Claire Fire Department rescues a man near Hobbs Boat Landing after he threw his anchor out and the boat went with it. Advises against oversized anchors. A lot of the guys are, they're just making them too big. Those are possible art objects. Lake Halley police get Prius squad car to be used in high-speed chases. Meanwhile, a Clark County judge sentences a man to get a shave and a haircut 2 bits. Where is he going to find a shave and haircut for 2 bits?
No.
Impossible.
Not happening.
Yeah. A federal judge blocks the St. Croix Bridge to nowhere. That Stillwater Lift Bridge is still perfectly good. Marshfield Middle School principal says posting failing students makes a bad idea. He's sorry he did it. We'll go with kick me signs instead. The county says it's been transparent on jail costs, meaning invisible. Early spring as water skiers are out in the Chippewa dodging glaciers and floating shanties. Pretty early. Medication can now be donated under the new Jeff Wood Medical Act. The ghost of the council oak tree seen majestically spreading over the nursing building on the UWEC campus. And finally, and I mean that, Minnesota-Wisconsin partnership files for divorce due to irreconcilable differences. They'll stay with exchanging prisoners and college students and leave it at that. That's all the news that isn't. From Greater Eau Claire, greater and greater.